WWUH is a community service radio station. The quality of our program offerings depends in part on a healthy and constructive dialogue between the station and our listeners. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions concerning our programming of alternative music and public affairs, please address your correspondence to the Program Director, WWUH Radio, University of Hartford, West Hartford, Connecticut 06117. That address again is the Program Director, WWUH Radio, University of Hartford, West Hartford.
Welcome to a special live performance of Mexican Overdrive, a play written and directed by David Osmond. Tonight's broadcast is a premiere performance by Company One Radio Theater. David Osmond has been working with Company One, helping them bring radio drama to the greater Hartford area. David Osmond is well known for his radio drama productions on National Public Radio. He believes in the magic and illusion of radio theater. By working with theater companies across the country, he hopes to train actors and writers in radio drama skills and to preserve the tradition of radio drama. If you would like to know more about radio theater, please call Company One Theater at area code 203-233-4588. And now stay with us for the George Tirebiter story, Mexican Overdrive, on WWUH FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Tirebiter!
To start the program out tonight with suggestions from the audience. Do I have any suggestions, please? Yes, ma'am. Yes, you please. Yes, yes, yes.
Imagine you're in your car.
Imagine I'm in my car. What kind of car would that be, please, ma'am?
A 1954 Mercedes Gullwing.
Ah, yes. Well, wait. Oh, yes. Yes, I think we can... imagine that quite well, yes. I think you have an ulterior motive in suggesting this, don't you, ma'am? Yes, well. Yes, I love that car. I called it the Boogie Woogie Boat. Yes, it was slightly used when I bought it, you know, but I put in a brand new radio and it always played Charlie Parker, yes.
Ooh. You're in Mexican Overdrive in the Mojave Desert. Under
a full moon? A full moon, yes, I'm sure of that. November 1954, yes. We might need you a little later on, madam. Now, I need one or two more suggestions. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You in the the crazy pants there. Yeah,
yes. There's a man riding in the car with you.
Well, could be. Let's try it.
I'm rambling, Tirebiter. You know I think better this way. Rambling. Hear me out now. Think of the exhibition angle alone. We make a picture. Variety Review says a showbiz sonic boom. It outgrosses from here to eternity and House of Wax put together. Reporter says H-bomb B-O. Could be a deep well. Could be dangerous. I like dangerous. How about you? What do we say to the movie-going public? Say, folks, this just ain't an ordinary color spectacular widescreen DB. No, this is top secret. So the science boys and the bureaucrats have developed this thing as a weapon. So what? So I have some flax design a big, glossy weapons for peace program for the schools. Posters, Hollywood names, toys. You know I like your ears, Tirebiter. You listen. Now you come back and tell me about it. Hell, if this test goes off like they tell me, sonorization will make Cinerama look like a stub party at a sub-assembly plant in El Segundo. I'm rambling. Gotta drive and think. Think and drive.
Well, it's a familiar voice, and it's a colorful subtext to her. But on this particular drive, I'm only thinking about him, right, miss? Yes, Mr. Pingo does not like to sit in the front seat with anybody. All right, what am I thinking about now?
That phone call from the old man.
Ah, yes, the old man, yes.
So you're going to be Mr. Pingo's ears, huh, Tirebiter? Yeah. Uncle Sammy thought he'd be interested. We can trust him with this. It's Micronics. Don't ask me what Micronics is. That's strictly for tapologists like Hoppenhauer and all the rest of those leftist engineers. But they delivered the big one this time. Look, Tirebiter, if we use this stuff in the pure military form direct on the Reds, which we can do anywhere in the Red world, it'll better and hydrogenize them. Poof, right? But now, in some commercial version applied to small-scale movie houses, well, Mr. Pingo deals with me. I figure it'll make him a little taller, me a little fatter. Maybe you too, Tirebiter. Don't miss the big bang on the way to the bank, Tirebiter.
Yes, it sounds to me like a bad case of highway hypnosis. No, I'm really thinking about cat music. Come on down and help me out here, will you, miss? Yes, cat lives, at the end, on the right, in the bungalow court that I own in Santa Monica. Well, since it's the only thing I do own besides the gull wing, well, I live in the front left one bedroom where the winter light is good.
George! Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Here's your question.
Fire away, Johnny.
Why is an oyster heap like an English poet?
Because it is Shelley.
I thought it'd be harder than that. Hey, could you unhook your screen door?
No hookers here. Just walk right in. Terrific explosion and fade to black. Well, that says it all, I think.
It's Thursday, I have to have 12 funny but really hard riddles about famous English writers for Johnny on Monday.
Well,
I need help. What are you writing, George?
Oh, this is a piece of film history, Cat. This is episodes 12 through 15 of Buffalo Bill Fights Back.
Oh.
Yes, it's the last of the cowboy cliffhangers, thanks to television. Your medium, I believe. Yes. Large parts of this screenplay require a vivid 10-year-old's imagination. It's narrated by Bill's horse, you see. Based on an obscure work by Mark Twain.
Well, gee, we might need an expert on Mark Twain.
I'm a quick
study. Well, our new show for the 55 season is the $64,000 Bonanza.
$64,000? Yeah. Gracious. Inflation must be worse than Ike is leading us to believe. $64,000?
George.
Yes?
You learn all there is to know about Mark Twain. And I'll use my extraordinary influence as head question writer.
Yes.
I'll get you on the program.
No problem.
You'll win the bonanza.
Of course.
Buy a couple of steamship tickets and take me away to
Hartford, Connecticut.
In the middle of winter?
Hartford is where Samuel Langhorne Clemens wrote Tom Sawyer. This is music. Have I won yet?
No, but it's Thursday, George, and the sun is out.
Is it really?
Hey, I'll take you for a Coke on the pier. Make me laugh again and
I'll buy us chili dogs.
Oh, I've got to drive to New Mexico instead. It's official business, J.C. Pingo.
The Mr. Pingo?
Mm.
How do you know him?
Oh, it's just a Hollywood thing. I meet him sometimes in the back of a panel truck parked at the May Company lot on Crenshaw.
Mm.
He's an eccentric man, Mr. Pingo is. Mm. We never talk face to face. He says he likes me on the radio. I like your ears, George, he says. Today he says, you know I like your ears, George. Hey, take a listen to this damn thing for me. The big test is Sunday. You're invited. Drive out to Albuquerque, wherever the damn place is. Call the old man. He'll explain. Get back to me. Ears, George, ears.
So, of course, you called the old man.
At Los Atomicos National Labs in New Mexico.
Mm. Yeah.
He said to him, whatever it is could make me rich, so...
So you're not going to have chili dogs with Mrs. Music?
No. Well, no, not at this time.
Oh, worse. You're going to leave Buffalo Bill's horse in a desperate situation.
Yes, an alien submarine explodes in the secret mine shaft. I don't know how I'll get out of it,
George.
Well, it's okie-dokie, little partner, because right now I just have to saddle up the boat and get riding out on Route 66. Yeah, well, how do you like it so far? Oh, you, madam, how do you like it so far?
Make me laugh, and I'll buy us chili dogs.
Well, I could be in love. I mean, she's an attractive widow lady. Besides, anything is possible when you're in... Mexican overdrive. Easy. The next thing I know, I'm having huevos rancheros at the El Palacio Viejo Hotel in picturesque Santa Fe with an old friend from Chicago, Mickey Speedway, writer of hard-boiled paperbacks. He introduced me to Al Capone when I was 10. Yes, he did.
This is where I come in. Santa Fe. Very romantic, very dangerous. I'll play the waitress for the moment.
Oh.
The plates are very hot from the oven. Enjoy your breakfast, senor.
Thank you very much.
Gracias, honey. Yeah. Oh, look around, George. How much is this like Chicago,
huh? You have really cha-cha-cha'd your way into a quaint sort of paradise here, Mickey.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it? 3 bestsellers now?
Yeah. It's getting up around 1 million copies altogether, George.
My.
Only 2 bits a copy, but geez, with those great cover pictures, the ante adds up. The men by the blondes in the tight red dresses, and the women by the gun-toting dicks in the tight fedora hats.
Yes.
These people in the hotel here?
Yeah.
They buy them at the cigar stand and they read them. They have a drink, lie awake in their $10 beds and they read them. Someday, when even your 2-bit hotels have TV in the rooms, maybe they won't read Mickey Speedway then. But now, I bet there's a copy of my quick hot gun in the waitress's purse back in her locker.
So Wendy's loss is...
Adobe's gain, that's right, George. I'm living way on down the old Pecos Trail where nobody bothers the rich gringo rider and his mystery rancho. Confidential sent the photog out to shoot me in the buff or something, but they ain't no numbers on nothing out here, George. You can't find some of these haciendas. You get took there.
Tell me something, Mickey.
Sure. What's yours?
Which is hotter, the red or the green?
You want hot, George. I'll give you hot. Mickey Spritzer just walked across the lobby into the barbershop.
L.A.'s favorite mobster?
Right.
I thought he never left the shoe store.
Only to see what the boys in the squad room will have.
In small bills. Yeah, I know that one.
I hear he gets a cut on every patent leather brogan the city coppers use, and they gotta use plenty.
Mickey runs every racket south of the Coliseum to the county line. I don't know. Maybe he's here for the fiesta?
George, it's the day of the dead.
Well, see what I mean?
Jeez. If I don't look out, this burg's gonna enter the 20th century. Gangsters yet. I may have to move to Alaska. Cuba, maybe. So, George, it's great to see you smiling, Beezer, but what brings you? What's the play?
Well, it's top secret stuff, Mick.
Yeah?
It could be another gimmick, or it could make movies better than ever. I'm out here for Pingo.
Bingo, you can play at the Pueblos.
J.C. Pingo. Owns Paranoid Pictures, Pan Pacific Airlines. A few buildings around town, you know. I meet him sometimes in the back of a donut delivery van.
Huh?
I think he has a few more scars from that last crack-up in his rocket car. Doesn't want people to see them.
Hollywood is for addicts. George, get out while you got a chance.
Are you finished, senor?
Oh, yes. I may never use these taste buds again.
Mm-hmm. But you left one little chili pepper on your plate.
I certainly did. Listen, I've got to buzz out to ground zero.
Sure. Look me up in the cantino when you get back, George. Big dance tonight. Fireworks all shut. And I got a friend who'd love to meet you.
Well.
You better hustle now. Don't want to miss the countdown, huh? And remember to wear your dark glasses, George.
FX, line is 10. And count it. You sure this thing is on? Nice to see you there, Senator. Nice to see you there. Could I have your attention, please? Listen up. This is General Bully, Commanding Officer of Project FX speaking. All personnel should now take your assigned places. Visitors and observers must stay back of the double pane windows in order to minimize sound absorption. Remember, if your damn ears fall off, the U.S. Army assumes no risk in pursuit and exercise of national defense. Now, you all know what I think. We need this weapon. The enemy is prepared to send every last man, woman, and child into the battle against our fundamental way of life. Science has given us a way to split the eardrum and extract the damn music of the spheres. If it works, let's use it. Thank you.
Glad you made it, Tirebiter.
Oh, well,
we've got
too,
the cream of the crop in sound bomb design here.
Right here, eh?
Now, come on, let's get behind the glass over there.
Yes.
Take a peek by the big black cone. That's Harry Hoppenhauer.
Oh, really? Who?
The guy with the hat and the pipe.
Oh, yes.
He's head oral physicist of the FX project.
Really?
They call him Hoppy.
Uh-huh.
Intellectual.
Yes.
General hates his guts.
Ah. Oh. The actual weapon itself is...
Well, the visible parts of it are naturally that big cone.
Uh-huh.
The people here call it the Whopper.
Yes,
And that vertical shaft about 200 feet down, there's a very small cone.
The Tweety.
Right.
Yes.
When the heavy carbon frequencies modulate with the radioisotopes and they get in there with a big enough screwdriver, well, you apply the concept to the average American living room or neighborhood movie house, you'd have to scale it down, but the effect is still awesome as hell.
Aye. It might be necessary to build a whole new room on every house in the country just to hold this device.
That's if we're lucky.
Aye.
Glad you understand there are many major benefits to the economy, both statistical and personal, in the civilian development of this discovery.
Yes, of course.
Stay right here, Tirebiter.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even move for a general.
No.
Tell him the old man gave you his seat. Tell him you're George Tirebiter.
Yeah.
FX minus 8.
George Tirebiter. George Leroy Tirebiter. His name will be on everybody's lips again, Johnny. Oh, yeah, it's true. He hasn't had a hit for a few years, but he's an expert on Mark Twain.
I don't know, Cat. Maybe we can introduce him on Swallow Your Pride.
Johnny.
It's only a $100 jackpot, and if the viewers like him...
Well, they'll love him.
Well, let's see if they love him after the Stooges humiliate him.
All three of them?
I don't know, Cat. George, Tirebiter.
FX minus 7 and counted.
Tirebiter. Yeah. He's Pingo Stooge. Yeah. Listen. Pingo thinks he's going to make a deal on this secret weapon without cutting Mickey Spritzer in. He's got another thing coming. Well, sure, I'm cutting you fellas in. No problem. The Spritzer skim on the family back home. That's why I'm in this stinking desert, keeping an eye on Tire Biter. Yeah, trust me. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it in Vegas. Look, Frankie's singing tomorrow at the Tropicana. I'll bring Tire Biter with me. Okay. So long. Give my regards to Lake Michigan. Yeah. Thanks. Say, use light blue on the ostrich. Yeah, great. Tell sweet Georgia Brown over there I need a nail buff. You know what I mean.
FX minus six and counting.
Tell me his name again.
George Tire Biter. I just had breakfast with him. He might be good for a sale. The town is full of celebrities. Mickey Spritzer, the mob's man in Los Angeles, he's staying at the OVA, Joe. There's a platoon of army brass there, too. They got a big test down on the mesa going off today. Top secret. George is out there.
I'd like to meet him. I used to listen to that radio program of his, Hollywood Madhouse.
Yeah.
When I first came to New York, before the war, 15 years ago.
More like 50 years ago. Radio's dead, Countess. The cigar company that sponsored George's Max Morgan show pulled out because of the blacklist. World's gonna pass him by. He doesn't have a TV yet, he said.
But he is top secret.
Sure, sure.
Bring him to my place tonight, Mickey darling. Perhaps I can sell him a desert landscape. Or some Pueblo Padre, and I arrange a deal on a Georgia O'Keeffe, something sexy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk secrets.
Hey, he said he was writing a western. Maybe you could offload some of that cowboy junk.
Oh, perfect. Let's see what I have. Now I have Shy Doggies.
Oh,
I have a few rodeo hijinks.
That's a good one.
And I have the Lonely Buffalo in the back gallery.
Well, you sell him the store, I get 10%.
What about this gangster?
He's more the lizard boot and concho nugget belt buckle type.
I'll put something in the window he won't be able to resist.
Good.
Something murderously overwrought. Now, Mickey darling, remember, after the fireworks tonight, bring Tire Biter up for a nightcap.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
Perhaps he's the answer to a maiden's prayers.
FX minus five and count.
Here you go, Tire Biter.
Oh,
they want us to wear these earplugs during the test.
Really?
Also, your dark glasses, because there's some chance you could get a flash burn.
Oh.
And here's some popcorn and a Coke.
Thank you. I never know how to eat the popcorn when I have a Coke in the other hand.
Logistics, not my department.
you never told me what your department is.
I'm an inside man at the Bureau of Deals, Military Industrial Section. The Army's going to want to stockpile these S-bombs and keep the technology a secret. Our office leaks the info to the technocrats who can use this stuff to keep our country great. What do we do if Russia ever got stereo first?
I don't
They'd use
know.
Tchaikovsky to take over the free world.
No.
If this thing works, Tire Biter, we want to wire Radio City for sound.
But it is wired for sound.
We're going to sonorize it.
FX minus four and counting. You open.
Oh, of course, darling. Please look around. If you would like to see something beautiful, just that.
Yeah, well, you're not bad, but it's that belt buckle in the window with the nuggets. That fit on an ordinary belt.
Ah, yes, but not on an ordinary man. That is a chief's buckle.
I'm what you might call a chief. That's the guy all the Braves work for, right?
In a manner of speaking, a chief's buckle would be made from the skin of a beautiful but poisonous lizard. Perhaps boots also.
Minor ostrich. The designs here, see on the side there, the diamond, club, the spade, whatever that other one is. They see, they're put on with crocodile. My own design. Got some wetbacks do this stuff for me. I'm in the shoe business. come to Encino. Look me up in the book. Spritzers for gents.
Welcome to Santa Fe, Mr. Spritzer. I am the Countess of El Dorado. Now let me show you that chief's buckle.
Yeah, yes. Now you're talking.
FX minus three.
Shifty, Pingo, I'm calling from a payphone. Well, I've been driving around the valley, thinking, you know. Well, I want you to get back to that guy in D.C. and tell him I'll back Nixon in 60 if that's all he has. Democrats got spit in the pipeline after Stevenson. Humphrey's a puffball. Jug ear Johnson? Hell, voters find out he bought all those elections in Texas, he ain't got a chance. He's a Catholic. You want the Pope in the White House. Look, Shifty, here's what I've been thinking. Now we get ourselves Charlie McCarthy. We feed him his line starting next year, work him upward through the system, and 15, 20 years down the line, we got a do-it-yourself president. Right, I could get a half dozen people from Palm Springs to breed him and back him like a Derby contender. Sure, not a major star, though, more of a B-movie type. Good radio voice reads TV cue cards, yeah, the perfect host. Well, sure, I've got some names. You come up with some and we'll parlay. I'm thinking about old Wendell Corey, Ronnie Reagan, George Tirebiter. Sure, we'll talk. So long, Shifty.
FX minus two. All personnel and visitors must wear protective ear and eye protectors for their own safety.
He's a sweet guy, and he's had a few tough breaks, Johnny. Come on. Look, you can't expect real people out of some studio audience to know anything enough about, well, anything to win $64,000. Hey, that's 10 times what I make in a year.
That's right.
Anyway, George can act just like a real person.
No. I want to go with housewives, military men, maybe a steel worker or a college professor. Look, Cat, sweetheart, what about a guest spot for George on People Are Ignorant? Linkletter can drop him in shaving cream for the big laugh at the end of the show.
Ooh, what about George for MC, Johnny?
What? Bonanza?
Yeah.
No, I've got either Jack Parr or Hal March soda. But you've got an idea there.
Huh?
I could test him for that summer replacement, What's My Name. All he's got to do is wear a blindfold and look baffled.
Oh, well, he'd love it. Oh, thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, sure. Hey, what's your interest in Tire Biter anyway, Cat?
Oh, well, he's my landlord. Last landlord I had moved houses for a living. One day I came home to Glendale, and my apartment building was 20 miles away in Gardena. Besides, George is... Well, I like him, Johnny.
FX minus one.
Come, Burnham. Glad to meet Hoppy Hoffenauer. He'll kind of give you the ringside blow by blow.
Glad to meet you, sir.
What?
Take out your earplugs, sir.
What? Earplug?
Hello, Dr. Hoffenauer. What a pleasure it is.
Oh, well, call me Hoppy, sir.
Hoppy, yes.
Very glad to meet you.
Well,
I seldom go to the movies, of course, but the president showed one of your films at the White House when I was a guest in 43.
He did.
Get our minds off the damn boa, he said.
Yeah, kind of man he was.
Yes, indeed. I've been told that you're Mr. Pingo's special representative.
Well, yes.
I hope he'll be able to figure a way to get this thing away from the military and give it back to the people.
Well, I thought this was our ultimate secret weapon, Doctor.
Oh, a weapon that can only be used against people, sir.
No.
I never wanted this.
No.
My interest in sonic reinforcement was strictly theoretical.
Really?
A question of research. I always liked sound.
Yes.
Sound and arithmetic. No. If I showed you a diagram for that thing out there, you wouldn't have the faintest idea what it was.
No.
90% arithmetic.
Uh-huh.
A 10% CO2.
Really?
Nice. General Bully found out we were working on this thing and convinced us that without it, we'd lose the Cold War.
Oh, no.
Oh, the urge to find out if the arithmetic could be made to have a material form to walk like a man, if you see what I mean. Well, I regret to say it was too great a temptation for us.
Well, it does sound like the story for a movie someday. No.
You better put those plugs back in.
I'll do that. Yes, I dropped one. Oh, my goodness. Well, good luck. Oh, thank you, Mickey.
You've got the day's look of the already smashed, George. Oh, do you like the Day of the Dead?
Well, if you're dead, probably the best thing you can do about it is have a good time.
That's a good one, George.
What did you say? Do they have to keep ringing the church bells like that?
What church bells?
Church bells.
Oh, say, George, was it the big test?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever stop hearing it. It was a cry from the depths of Dante's Inferno. As if all the noise in the universe was liberated at the same instant.
The ultimate weapon.
If they use it, Mickey, which would be too terrible to contemplate. Oh, after it went off, Oppenheimer turned to me and he quoted something about a million points of light from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, I think. General Bully quoted Walt Whitman. No one really heard the quotes, of course, because our ears were still ringing. They say they can scale it down for home use, but it'd be the end of the world as we know it, Mickey. I've got to call Pingo. I've got to call Pingo now.
I know a nice, quiet place with a phone, George.
Good.
Come on. I'll introduce you to a friend of mine. Very influential art dealer in town here. Specializes in cowboy stuff. Statues. Related to European royalty. Oh, she's quite a woman.
Yes, well, if she wouldn't mind my making a long-distance call.
No problem.
Yes.
She's got a sweet little place over the gallery. Chilies hanging from the rafters. Buffalo skulls. Oh, Adobe as hell. Right up the canyon. Come on, George. The natives are rustlers.
Say, Countess, another jolt of this margarita stuff and you can sell me the Indian that makes the belts. I'll take him back to L.A., put him to work in the back of the store. Hey, I'll put him to work in the window.
I think he would not go. Here you are, Mr. Seltzer.
Spritzer.
Of course. Perhaps you will take the margarita back to Los Angeles instead.
I ain't run rum in nearly 30 years, Countess. Say, what's a cultured dame like you doing in the art racket?
Making a very good living, Mr. Spritzer.
Yeah.
I also meet many interesting personalities, like yourself.
Oh, yeah. Say it.
No, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Mickey, what a surprise!
Countess, I'd like you to meet George Tirebiter, the movie writer I told you about.
How do you do?
Please come in.
I need to.
This is Mr. Spritz.
I heard your name, Tirebiter.
Oh, yes, I've heard yours, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes, only good things.
Good.
This is the crime novelist, Mickey Speedway.
Sure, the suede showman. Hey, hiya, Mickey. Hey, if the mouse was here, we'd have a quorum, right?
I don't get it.
Hey, that's a great belt buckle.
giant chunk of turquoise.
Listen, Countess, maybe I should get going. I've got some unfinished business I gotta take care of tonight.
Oh, gentlemen, don't break my heart. It is not often a woman has three famous, attractive men at her disposal all at once. Oh, it gives me strange, wonderful feeling of danger. Tonight there is a scent in the air of things that are slightly overripe. Make yourself at home, Mickey, can I pour you a margarita, Mr. Tyrebiter?
Well, thank you. What? I really must make a phone call, if you don't mind, and then a margarita, whatever. It might clear my ears. I've been a hard day.
Go down the stairs now to my gallery.
Yes, you will
find yourself in a room filled with the most beautiful bronze cowboys.
Oh.
And the telephone is there. It is very private. You are my special guest.
Well, thank you, Countess. Excuse me, gentlemen, if you don't mind.
Fine. You'll want to take a good look at the bronzes, George.
Take a good look at the bronzes. Oh, my God. I wonder if I can just let myself out the back way. I'll leave a message with Mr. Pingo's answering service and send a telegram from Gallup. Is it light? There. Good evening, gentlemen. This must be the last roundup, eh? Well, rope that dogie boy, tote that steer, all very moody. Very expensive, too. And quite heavy. Oh, yes. Nearly got my finger there. The phone. Countess must have brought it over from Gay Vienna with her on the boat. Hello? Is it GLT for Mr. P? You'll have to speak up. I've had hello, Shifty. Yes, I need to talk with the man. It's Operation FX. He'll know. Santa Fe. Yes. I'm leaving as fast as I can. No. The only Indians I've seen are right here, and they're not moving. No. Yes, that's right, Shifty. They do look like they've been cast in bronze. Yes, that's what they say. Well, tell him I'll meet him in the parking lot. Let's see, it'll be a day after tomorrow. And Shifty, look, you can tell him that.
Shifty, you can tell Pingo he should never forget who owns him.
Georgie.
It was getting too crowded upstairs. Time for Mickey Spritzer to Splitsville. Sorry about the tap, Georgie. Statues are heavier than they look.
Oh.
Okay. Let's you and me go for a little ride. I got some friends. Want to have a little talk with you, Georgie.
Oh.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
He hit you, George?
He hit me. He hit me, then he flew me to Vegas, and I tried to explain to three mob lawyers and an agent from William Morris how I reacted to the big test. It was like orchestras of electrified guitars overloading.
Organized crime.
Yes.
And defense secrets.
I know.
Show business. All tied together with you in the middle. Geez. How does it end, George?
Well, like these arrangements always do, Cat. I mean, Pingo will take the American noise bomb and make it small enough to sell a billion. That means everything everywhere is going to get louder. Much, much, much louder. Kat, have you ever heard the term rock and roll? Rock and roll?
I don't think so.
Well, you will. The rackets and the moguls seem to think there's going to be big, big money in it.
No.
Yes, they've got somebody they're grooming to take this terrible weapon and learn how to play it.
What?
The white southern boy, I hear. Oh, yes. Power comes from the mouths of loudspeakers, Cat. That's what the Marxists say. I believe that's what they say. I shudder to think what'll happen when everybody in the world is plugged in. Are they about ready for me on stage out
George,
there?
George, how are your ears?
What?
How are your...
Just kidding. I'm sorry. Squitcher apologized for hitting me, you know. He told me I can come out and browse around among the loafers in the store anytime. Maybe it was loaf among the browsers. I can't... What do you think? Are they ready?
Any minute now.
Oh, Pingo put me on the payroll for a full week. That'll pay the mortgage.
George, don't forget your blindfold.
No. Yes, I do have it. It's right here. I've got it. Do you think they'll like me? I mean, it's not radio theater. I mean, it's the exact opposite.
Well, they'll love seeing you, George.
Even if I can't see them, eh? Tell me this, Cat, who else is Johnny auditioning?
Oh, only one other guy.
Oh, Edward R. Murrow, no. I suppose. Steve Allen.
Nah, Steve's doing something called The Tonight Show.
What?
It's some local talent named Carson.
Carson? Not Sunset Carson.
Who's that?
He's a cowboy actor. Talking about cowboys makes my head ache.
George.
What?
George, that's your cue. That's it. Put the blindfold on. Hurry up.
Blindfold?
Yeah, get it on.
Okay.
George, good luck.
Here it is. What's my name?
That's right, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Tirebiter. You've been listening to Mexican Overdrive, another real adventure in the George Tirebiter story, written and directed by David Osman, featuring Nancy Wolfe as Cat, Donna Donnelly as the Countess, Charles Agee as Mr. Pingo and Hoppy Hoppenhauer, John McDonough as the Old Man, Tony Valencia as Mickey Spritzer and General Bully, and yours truly, Jeff Sheehan, as Mickey Speedway and Johnny Soapsutter. George Tirebiter appeared as himself. Sound effects, Laura Sheehan, Don Button, Benjamin Rayner, and Tim Murray. Jim Pendorf on keyboards. Technical production, Frank Pavlich and Mark Frink. Sound assistant, Sally Sawyer. Stage manager, James Wood. Assistant director, Juanita Rockwell. Production design, Jay Nanny and Philip Moore. Our best wishes to Company One board member, Gene Burnett. Special thanks to Genghis Formalwear. Sound situation, Mark Frink. Sound, Wolf Printing. Ed Hogan, Jane Rainwater Graphic Design, WTIC, John Ramsey, Long Wharf Theater, and Hartford Stage Company. Mexican Overdrive is a professional production of Company One Theater, operating under a small professional theater contract of Actors Equity Association. Executive producer, Candace Horder. Radio playing funded in part by a grant from the Roberts Foundation. Additional assistance from the Connecticut Commission on the Arts and the Greater Hartford Arts Council. Broadcast live from the studios of WWUH-FM and simulcast on WHCN-FM, the George Tirebiter story, Mexican Overdrive.